Talking to Brad Whitford from Aerosmith on Steve Gorman Rocks. Brad, what's happening over there? Because you sure ain't playing any gigs.
No, I got a lot of hobbies going. I'm gardening. I've been writing.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Well, you mentioned writing. I was going to ask, is there anything different about writing and putting together ideas now than under what I would call normal conditions?
I don't know anything about normal, but I would say my main motivation is anger.
That works, man. Use it.
Oh, yeah. I've taken advice from the guy who knows it well. For a while, I thought your book was about my band.
Do we need to give you all blue ribbons, or do we need to give you all straitjackets, or both?
I think you ought to put my partners in straitjackets.
There you go. And you said you're writing out of anger. But when you're sitting down and you got ideas, do you have a context of this is an Aerosmith song or this is not an Aerosmith song as you're putting things together?
Well, everybody had a difference of opinion there. Sometimes we, come up with things, and then I would hear this, oh, it sounds too much like Zeppelin. I'm like, that's a bad thing? So many bands, they get successful and then they lose their direction. My situation, all creativity was just gone. There was no more writing. There was no more. We didn't talk about music when we started working, actively trying to be radio music, and that's where you start to lose it. You got to write from your heart and your experiences. Otherwise, everybody knows when you're bullshitting them, even in music.
I would say, especially in music, it is easy for bands to get distracted and lose the plot. That's why it happens to so many bands, even the great ones. Aerosmith, when it's all cooking, though, of course, pretty tough to beat. Here's Love in an Elevator.